Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aharon Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Davches. The Gemara on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis brings a memoir from Rabbi Bar Avuno. Chayiv Adam L'mashmesh B'tfilov B'chol Sho'o V'sho'o Kavachomer Mitzitz. Umatzitz she'im boy ela askara achas amra toira al mitzchay tamid shlo yasiach daite mimenu tefillin sheyesh behen askaros harbe al achas kama mevikama. The Gemara makes a kavachomer that if the tzitz which only has one askara, only one shem Hashem, requires not to be mesiach das from it, kol shekein the tefillin which has many askaros, definitely one must not be mesiach das while he's wearing them. Tosis over here, the Bermaschel Umatitz, asks Akasha, what's the pshat in this Kavachomer? Tosis says, Malatitz shekein Hashem hu begoloy, Taimar bitzfilin shehin mechupin or. How could you compare the two? By a tzitz, the Shem Hashem is begoloy, it's open for all to see. Whereas tzfilin, it's mechupe ba'ar, it's covered over with leather. So maybe even though tzitz requires not to be mesiach das, but tzfilin is not as chomor. That's Tosis Akasha. And Tosis continues, V'ein letaretz, d'hochanami k'siv shakai, b'tfilin. Maybe you'll say that tfilin also has the Shem Hashem begoloi. It has the letters Shin Dawud Yun. So there also it has the same chimer, that the Shem Hashem is begoloi. So Tosis says, no, chodod ein ze k'sav gomer. First of all, it's not a real k'sav. The dafka shin shal tfilin halach moshim yisinai. Aval Dawud Yud loy. This is Shitas Tosis in other places as well. That only the shin is halacha moshim yisinai, the daud and yud are not, so it's not the complete shame. V'oid, continues Taisvis, mitzitz ikka shem hamiyuchad, ben daud oisyeis, the chomer tvei. The tzitz has the shem Hashem, the yud kei vav kei. Whereas the tzvon, even if you'll say that it has shin daud yud, it's not the same chomer. So Taisvis continues, v'nerli de ene kavachemer gomer deraisa. Ene chenam, it's not a real kavachemer deraisa. El mudar banon, the whole din has the chadas, by tzvon, it's only din darabonon. V'hochi kamer. This is what the Gemara means. Nehi nami diikah chumra tvei b'tzitz. Einach nami, there is a certain chaymer that tzitz has over tefillin. Mikol makam kivu diikah b'tefillin tzad chashivu zet tvei. Since in another way tefillin is greater than tzitz, it has more shemis. Sheish behem askaris harbe svarahu shemin adin yesh lechacham nusakin lemashvash behem b'kol shah. The svar is that the chacham would be misakin there also to be mashmash behem and not to be mesiach das from him. So that sheet as Tosfos that the din hesach hadas by tefillin is only the rabbanon and the kavachomer is not a kavachomer deraisa. The Rambam in Perek Daud Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Yedaud, the Rambam says chayiv adam lemashmash betfiloiv calls man sheim olav shli yasiach daitem mehen afilu rega echod shekdushoson gedoyla mikdushas atzitz shatzitz ein boy eloshim echod. The Rambam brings the Kavachomer of the Gemara, and the Rambam doesn't make any mention like Tosis that it's really only a Din Darabonon. Pashas, according to the Rambam, it's a Din Daraisa. The Meister Rekeach points this out, that the Rambam seems to go now like Tosis. According to the Rambam, it's a Kavachomer Daraisa. So what's the Pshat on the Machloikis? Now the Sfas Emes, he asks a Kasha on Tosis. He says, what's Tosis' Svara that since Tefillin is Mechupe Be'er, since it's covered over, so it shouldn't be as chomer as the tzitz, where the Shem Hashem is begoli. The Sfasema says, we find in the Gemara in Shabbos, Tamach Beis, such a concept, that since the tefillin was mechupe ba'er, so perhaps it shouldn't be a problem to bring it into a Beis HaKisei. However, the Sfasema says, that's a different shaila. There we can understand why being covered over is a reason to be more mekel. Bringing it into a place which is inappropriate, the fact that it's covered could help. However, here, the Sfasema says, where we're referring to a din that while you're wearing it, you can't be Mesiach Das, you have to think about what you're wearing on your head. What's the difference whether it's covered over or not? Either way, the person is wearing the Shem on Shem on top of him. He has to think and act appropriately. What's the Svar of Tosfos? So the truth is, we could explain the Rambam. The Rambam held like the Sfasema, so the fact that it's Mechupe Ba'er doesn't make a difference, and therefore the Rambam held it's a Kavachemer Dereisa. So what did Tosfos hold? Why, according to Tosfos, does being covered over Ba'er make a difference? Perhaps we can say this is Tali in another Machlekes Rishonim. There's machlokes rishonim legabi what is the din exactly of hesach hadas. The Rosh in the third paragraph of Brachos, as well as Rabbeinu Yoina, they ask a kasha on the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis in Brachos that says that shinas arai is mutter betfilin. A person may take a small nap, as long as it's not a shinas kva, while he's wearing the tefillin. Factory shinim, while a person is sleeping, he's definitely not focused, he's definitely not thinking about the tefillin. Tefillin is asr behesach hadas. How can we say that it's mutter to sleep with the tefillin? He's not thinking about that while he's sleeping. So the Rishonim say that you see from here that Hesach Hadas does not mean that one has to constantly be thinking about the tefillin. As long as one is not being noig b'schoik v'kalos reish, then that's okay. That's called that you're not being mesiach das. They said the lashon is if you're oimid b'yiro u'mesasek b'tzrochov af b'sheoisek b'melachtoi v'umanusoi ve'ein daitei lov mamish ein zeh nikra Hesach Hadas. Even though you're not mamish thinking about it, you're being oisek in melachtoi. That's not a problem of Hesach Hadas. And they go on, they say that if Hesach Hadas would require one to think about it constantly, how could we be mechayiv someone to wear tefillin the whole day? It's not possible to constantly be thinking about the tefillin throughout the day. And therefore they say that when one is sleeping, there's no problem of Hesach Hadas. When one is sleeping, one is sheikhiyach havli ha'ilam, they're not thinking about mundane things, and there's no problem, they're definitely not noig b'shoik v'kalos reish, and therefore there's no problem of Hesach Hadas. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Tes brings a machlekes Rishonim. He quotes these Rishonim that we mentioned who hold the Hesach Hadas means Schoik v'kalos reish. And he brings the Ramban in Sefer Torah Sa'odom that is muchach not like this. The Ramban is talking about an ovel. And the Ramban says in order for an ovel to wear tefillin, he has to remove the tirdas from his mind. He has to be able to be focused on the tefillin. And that's what he should do. He should sit and concentrate on tefillin and wear the tefillin for that period of time that he's able to remove his tirdas from his mind. It's clear from the Ramban that Hesach Hadas does not mean one can't be noig b'schoik v'kalos reish. An ovel is definitely not acting b'schoik v'kalos reish. The only problem with the ovel is that he has other things on his mind. It's clear that the Ramban held that the din Hesach Hadas by tefillin means that one has to be focused on the tefillin. Now getting back to Tosfos' Svara, Tosfos says that tefillin which are mechupe ba'or, therefore we don't have a kal v'chomer gomor from tzitz. Perhaps it's telling in these two tzadim what exactly is Hesach Hadas. If we explain that Hesach Hadas means one has to be constantly thinking about the tefillin, that's something which is internal. One who's wearing tefillin on his head has to have a certain thought, has to have certain thoughts on his mind, be focused on the tefillin, because he knows he's wearing Shem Hashem on him. If that's true, then Ein Echanami, there wouldn't be a svara to be mechalik between whether the tefillin, the Shem Hashem is mechupe ba'or or not mechupe ba'or. Either way, he's wearing the tefillin just as much, and that's mechayev him to think about them, to be focused about them. However, if we understand that the other tzad of Hesach Hadas, if Hesach Hadas means one may not act b'schoik v'kalos reish, then perhaps we can understand that's something which is more external. That's something which looks like a gnai. If we see that a person who's displaying the Shem Hashem on his head, and he's acting in a certain way, a way of schoik v'kalos reish, that's a gnai. Anyone who looks at that sees that it's a bezayin. We can understand that maybe these Rishonim, according to these Rishonim, that Tzchik V'Kalos Reish is the problem, then perhaps the fact that the tefillin is covered, that could be less of a bezayin. If the Shem Hashem is not displayed openly, and even if he's not B'Tzchik V'Kalos Reish, that's not the same level of bezayin. Now the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Tes over there, he says that the Shita of the Rambam is like the Ramban, even though the Rabbeinu Yoinah and Brachos seem to have brought not like that B'Shem the Rambam. But Al-Kaparim, the Shagas Aryeh, brings rayas that the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that the din Hesach Hadas is mechayivim to be constantly thinking about the tefillin. If that's true, then perhaps we can explain that's the machloikis. The Rambam held Hesach Hadas means you have to be constantly thinking about that. That's something which is internal. And therefore it makes no difference whether the tefillin is mechuper ba'or or not. So the kavachomer from tzitz is a good kavachomer. Whereas perhaps Tosfos held like the other Rishonim, Hesach Hadas means not to be noig v'schoik v'kalos reish. And Tosfos asks, if the Shem Hashem is not openly displayed upon him, then perhaps it's not the same level of Bezayin. How can we make a Kal V'Chomer from the Tzitz? In the Sefer Panini HaGriz, the anecdotes and insights from the Briskarov, it's brought over there that one time Reberel Soloveitchik and his brother-in-law, Reb Michal Feinstein, the son-in-law of the Briskarov, they were debating about the Geder of Hesach Hadas by Tzvillin. And they had two tzadim. Is the pshat that the Azkoros, the Shem Hashem, which is written in the tefillin, that's what's mechayev a person not to be mesiach das? Or is it the kedushas tefillin? Is it the Kedusha Satzum, which is Mechayivim, not to be Mesiach Das? Now they came to the Biskarov, and the Biskarov wanted to bring a Raya from Er Sugya. The Sugya makes the Kavachomer from the Tzitz. The Kavachomer is, if the Tzitz has one Azkara, and still requires not to be Mesiach Das, Koshkin the Tzvillin. So the Biskarov tainted, if the Din Hesach Adas is Machmas the Azkara, the Shem Hashem, wearing the Shem Hashem on a person, that's what's Mechayivim not to be Mesiach Das. If so, then it's not really a Kavachomer. If one Azkara is Mechayiv not to be Mesiach Das, so many Azkaras have that same Chiv. What's the difference if he has another Azkara? It's the same Chiv not to be Mesiach Das from the Azkara. Whereas if you would hold that what's Mechayiv not to be Mesiach Das by Tzvillin is the Kedusha Satzvillin, so the Gemara is proving that the Kedusha Satzvillin is greater than the Kedusha Satzitz. The Tzitz only has one Azkara, and still the Kedusha Satzitz is Mechayiv not to be Mesiach Das. So Koshkin the Tzvillin, which has a greater Kedusha, it has a greater Kedusha because it has more Azkaras. But the reason why you can't be Mesiach Das is because of the Kedusha. That's a good Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer to something which is a higher level of Kedusha. You definitely cannot be Mesiach Das. Whereas if the whole Din Hesach Das was from the Azkaras, so one Azkara, another Azkara, it's the same Chiv another a few times. But it's not a greater Chiv. That wouldn't be called a Kavachomer. Now from a Daik in the Lashon of the Rambam says, Chayiv Odom, L'mashmesh B'tfilov, Kol Shah, Rambam seems to be saying clearly that the Kavachomer is just to prove that the Kedusha Satzon is greater than the Kedusha Satzitz. So if the Kedusha of Tzon is Mechayiv not to be Mesiach Das, Kavachomer the Kedusha Satzitz is not Mechayiv to be Mesiach Das. Rambam seems to be clearly going with that side, that the Kedusha is what's Mechayiv not to be Mesiach Das, not the Azkaras. The Ritva, on the other hand, seems to go with the other side. The Lashon of the Ritva is, he says, even though Afagav de l'Kedusha ulamili achrini tzitz chomor, she'eni el b'kayin godol u'b'migdosh, the Ritva says definitely the Kedusha of the tzitz was a higher level of Kedusha, it was something that was worn by kayin godol in the base of Migdosh, the Kedusha was greater. Nevertheless, the Ritva says, we still have a Kavachomer. He says, because le'inyan shmiras hesach adas, azkaras sheba goyim oisa. Even though the tzitz maybe is a greater kedusha, but when we speak about hesach adas, that's dependent on the azkaras. The azkaras are what's goyim the din not to be mesiach das. And therefore, if tzitz, which only has one azkara, we can't be mesiach das, Kavachomer tefillin, which has many azkaras, we can't be mesiach das. So it would seem that we already have a machlokes rishonim about this nekuda. What's the Mechayiv not to be Mesiach Das? The Kedusha or the Azkaras? Now the Gemara B'Hemshach is speaking about Shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that the Tefillin, Ben Sheyeshna HaMetzchoy, Ben She'ena HaMetzchoy, Meratze. Even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Tefillin, nevertheless, the Tefillin has the Koyach to be Meratze for Tumah which happens to the Karbonis. Now the Gemara asks, according to Reb Shimon, how does he understand the Pasuk V'hoyu HaMetzchoy V'nosa? What does he do with the extra word v'nosa, which seems to be mashma only when he's wearing it? And the Gemara says, no, according to Reb Shimon, the pasuk of al metzchi v'nosa tells us, roi lemetach eine meratze, roi lemetach meratze, eine roi lemetach eine meratze. Lafukei nishpera tzitz deloi meratze. The tzitz is only meratze when it's roi lemetzchi. When it's eine roi lemetzchi, it's not meratze. And therefore, if the tzitz is broken, it does not have the koyach to be meratze. The Maratzchias understands this Gemara al derech the din of Roy Lebila, the famous member of Rav Zera. He says something which, even though Bila is not Ma'akiv, but Roy Lebila is Ma'akiv. And here as well, even though the tzitz does not have to be worn by the Kohen Gadol to be Ma'akiv, in order to be Meratze, but it has to be Roy to be worn in order to be Meratze. And therefore, if it's broken, it's not Roy to be worn, it's not Meratze. Now, however, the Shaila is, Nachmanim ask, what kind of Havmin is there? The Gemara seems to be a pellet. What kind of havmina is there that the tzitz, when it's broken, should be meratze? A broken tzitz lachar is not a tzitz bechlal. If there is no tzitz at all, and the whole din, that the tzitz meratze, the whole din ritzoy, is totally in the tzitz, how could the tzitz be meratze if it's not here, if it's broken? There is no tzitz. Why do we even need a pasuk? Why do we need a drosha to be memeit that when the tzitz is broken, it's not meratze? In the Sefer Chukas Hayoyim, Sefer on Yuma, he's master of the Gemara like this. He says it doesn't mean that the actual tzitz is broken. Avada, if the actual tzitz is broken, there is no tzitz. There's no ritzah. Rather, it means that the psil tcheles, there were blue strands which were used to tie the tzitz onto the Kohen Gadol's forehead. If those strands were torn, That's what the Gemara is referring to, that it's nishmar tzitz, and that the Gemara, that were mechadish through drasha, that the tzitz is not merata if the psil tchilis was torn. Why? Because it's not roi for the kohen gadol. The drasha is only a tzitz which is roi to be worn. If the psil tchilis is torn, the tzitz is not wearable. It's not called roi lemetzchoy. L'maisa, it's a big chiddush, because the pasha says that the psil tchilis is not a chilik of the tzitz b'chal, and even if it's torn, that doesn't make it the tzitz not wearable. The tzitz is roi. You have to bring another psil to tie it on. You need something to tie it on to the kohen gadol. But that wouldn't make it that the tzitz is not roi lemitzchoy. The tzitz is wearable. Now the Rishash asks a different kash over here. He says, Reb Shimon tried to prove his shita that even if the tzitz is not on mitzchah shal kohen gadol, it's merata, he proved it from Yom Kippur. He says, kohen gadol b'yom kippur mechiach, earlier on in Daf Zayin on Beis. He says, even though it's not on mitzchah, it's still merata. The fact of Rishash, the kohen gadol, while he's doing the avodah lefnai lefnim, he's wearing the big day lovan, he cannot wear the tzitz, he's not allowed to. The fact of Rishash, if so, why is it merata? It's ein roi lemitzchah. This is a moment that even if he wanted to, he cannot be wearing the tzitz. How could the tzitz be meratzeh according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon's whole right connected to Reb Yehuda is that according to my shita, even though he's not wearing it, it could be meratzeh. Even according to Reb Shimon, it can't be meratzeh. It's not roi lemitzchoy. And Reb Shash says a chilik, he says you have to be mechalik if the chesaron, why it's not roi to be worn, is machmas, the tzitz itself. Is the tzitz mitzad atzma not roi to be worn? Is there something wrong with the tzitz that it can't be worn? There, it's taka not meratzeh. That's the drasha that has to be roi lemitzchoy. But if the tzitz is okay, the tzitz is fine, it's wearable. Just for some other reason, the kohen gadol is not able to wear it, that's not called that it's ein roi lemitzchoy. Now further down the Amr, the Gemara brings the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. Reb Meir holds, echod zeh ve'echod zeh, both before Yom Kippur and before the Seifa Sapara, mazen alov kol shiva mikol chatois shayu sham. That's Shitas Reb Meir. Reb Yosi says, no, ein mazen alov elo shlishi v'shvi. You're only mazed him on the third day of Prisha and the seventh day of Prisha. The Gemara continues to understand what's the Machlokes Tolian. Originally, the Gemara wanted to explain that Reb Meir holds Tumo Dechuya Hibetzibur, and Reb Yosi holds Tumo Hutra Hibetzibur. Rashi explains Reb Meir holds Tumo Dechuya Hibetzibur, and therefore, Be'inan Tahira Mal Yisa. We have to have a complete Tahira, because the Din Tumo is only Dechuya. And therefore, Vazal Bizmana. Therefore, you have to have Azal Bizmana. If we're concerned to have a Tahir Mal Yisrael, that's Machayiv, to have a Zob is Mano. And therefore, each day, you have to be Mazah on him in order to make sure you have a Zob on the Shlishi Vishvi. The Sfasemis points out over here, he says, the Gemara is Shver. We don't know of any Tumah that the Kohen Gadol has on him. Pashas, he wasn't Tameh. There's a Milo because of Yom Kippurim. We want to make sure that he's definitely Tar, so we're Choshesh, that maybe he became Tameh, and we Machayiv him to have a Zois. He says, if so, why should there be a din of azor bizmana? The whole din of azor bizmana is perhaps if we know that he's tamei, we want to do the taira according to the best possible way, then we do make sure to have azor bizmana. Here the point is not to have the taira done in the best possible way. Pashas, he's tar anyhow. We're just worried about making sure that avodah is kosher. We want to make sure 100% that the avodah is kosher. And if that's what we're concerned about, then Hazab his mana doesn't make a difference. He's just as much kosher in the end, he's just as much tar, whether he had the Hazab on the right time or not. What kind of svar is that since Tumah Dechuya, we have to be worried about doing Hazab his mana? He leaves it off with Tarchin. Akapam the Gemara comes out, really Lekuli Alma, Gemara says, really Lekuli Alma Tumah Dechuya. And the Machlokes is a different Machlokes. Machlokes is Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah, or Tfilah Bizmana Eino Mitzvah. Rashi explains that if tefillah bizmana mitzvah, the meila hu adin hazah bizmana. In other words, what we're not concerned over here about the tefillah bizmana, we're concerned about the hazah bizmana. And originally the Gemara wanted to understand the machlikas is whether tefillah bizmana mitzvah and therefore hu adin hazah. Hazah will be learned out of tefillah. Or no, there's no din tefillah bizmana mitzvah and therefore hazah also does not have to be bizmana. In the end, the Gemara came out, the machlikas says everyone's masking tefillah bizmana mitzvah. And the Machlokes says whether your makish hazor to tefillah. Or do you say that just like tefillah has to be bizmana, also the hazor has to be bizmana? Now the Gur Savi asks Akash over here. He says, why is it necessary to learn out hazor from tefillah through hekesh? The moment we say that tefillah hazor, tefillah bizmana mitzvah, that tefillah must be done at the proper time. So therefore, memeila, the hazor, also have to be done at the proper time. without doing the Hazoyus on the third day from Tumah and the seventh day of Tumah, there's no way that he could be Toivel after both Hazoyus. Being Toivel before Hazor doesn't do anything. The Hazor has to be done first, and then the Tefillah. Therefore, if you don't have Hazoyus in the proper day, you're not going to be able to have Hazor. You're not going to be able to have Tefillah Bizmana. So therefore, L'chair, it's Pashat that the first day of Prisha, he has to have Hazor. Maybe it's the third. Maybe the first day of Prisha is already the third day from Tumah. So he has Hazor on the first day of Prisha. He has Hazor again on the fifth day of Prisha, which possibly is the seventh day of Tumah, and then he's Toivel right then. This way he'll have a Tefillah Bizmana. The same thing, he has to have Hazor on the second day and the sixth day, because maybe those are the proper days, and therefore the first day that he can be Toivel is the sixth day of Prisha. So Avadi has to have Hazor on the second day and the sixth day of Prisha in order for him to be Toivel, the first possible moment on the sixth day of Prisha. So why does the Gemara have to come out onto Hekesh to tell us that the Hazor has to be Bizmana? Maybe really the Hazor doesn't have to be Bizmana, but if the Tefillah has to be Bizmana, the Tefillah has to be from the seventh day from the Tumah, the first possible moment when he can be Toivel, so the male that's Mechayev to do the Hazoyus on every day. He has to imagine him the first day of Prisha, because maybe that will enable him to have Tefillah on the fifth day of Prisha, which is going to be the first possible moment that he can do Tefillah. If he's only going to have Hazor on the third and the seventh day of Prisha, and the first time he's going to be Toivel is on the seventh day, that might be pushing off the Tefillah. Maybe he was already able to be Toivel from the fifth day. That's the kasha of the Gvur Sari. And he answers with a Chiddush. He says, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah is only Mechayivim to be Mertayer himself if all he needs is Tefillah. For example, if he's only Tomei for one day, and he's Toivel that day, so he has to do it right away. Or any type of tumah which all he has to do is toivel himself, so he has to be toivel himself bizmana to be mekayim the din tefillah bizmana mitzvah. But if there's something else which is required before the tefillah, like in our case the hazoyis have to be done before the tefillah, he won't be able to be toivel unless he does the hazoyis. So this type of tumas meis, there's no din to make sure to have the hazoyis bizmana in order to enable him to be toivel bizmana. There's no mitzvah to remove obstacles which will prevent him from being toivel on bizman on the seventh day. So therefore, if we would not have learned from the Hekesh, from Tefillah to Hazor, and Hazoyis would not have required to be done bizman or mitzad atzma on their own, then he wouldn't have had to do the Hazoyis bizmana to enable him to be toivel on Yom HaShvi. All Tefillah bizman or mitzvah is mechayev, is to be toivel if that will bring him the Taira. To do anything else which will lead up to the Tefillah, that's not mechayev him. And therefore, we had to learn out from a Hekesh that the same way the Tefillah has to be Mizmana, therefore the Hazoyus has to be Mizmana. And that's the only reason why he has to have Hazoyus in all the days, because of the Din Hazor Bizmana Mitzvah. Now, the truth is, this Kasha is already asked one of the Rishonim. The Tosfos Ri Halavon, he asks this Kasha. He says, according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that you only need Hazor and Shlishi Vushvi, because he does not learn out that Hazor Bizmana Mitzvah. He says, why don't you have to have Hazoyus every day? What about the din tefillah bizmana mitzvah? Why do you have to learn out tefillah to hazor? The tefillah mitzad atzma has to be done bizmana, and therefore a basis should be maskim that you need hazoyis every day. And he says a chiddush. He says no. He says that the zman tefillah by tumas meis, where you have to have first hazor on shlishi ushvi. When is the proper zman tefillah? As soon as the hazoyis are done. Tefillah bizmana mitzvah means right after the Hazoyis, the Hazoyis are what's kaveya, the zman of the Tefillah. And until the Hazoyis is done, it's not the time yet for Tefillah. So it's not the pshat that as soon as he becomes Tamei Tumas Meis, he has to do whatever he can to make sure that he's Tevil on the seventh day. The Tefillah only is a chiv upon him after he finishes the Hazoyis. So he gets the Hazoyis, whenever they're done, he gets them done. After he finishes the Hazor, he must be Toivel immediately, because now he has a din of Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. So therefore, there would be no chiyuv to have Hazoyis done at the earliest moment, in order to enable the Tefillah to be done at the earliest moment, because there is no Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah until the Zman of the Tefillah is established through the Hazoyis. And therefore, basically, since he holds that Hazoyis Mitzar Atzmam don't have a din to be done Bizmana, therefore, they could do the Hazoyis on the Shlishi Ushvi, and afterwards will be Toivel. This is a whole new understanding of Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah by Tumas Meis. And it will come out of Nafkamina, between the Gvir Sari and the Tosfos Ri Halavon. If a person will become Tamei, and then he'll, instead of being having Hazor on the third day, he'll wait to the fourth day. He'll have Hazor on the fourth day from Tumah and the eighth day of Tumah, and then he's Toivel right away. According to the Tosfos V'Yerlovin, he was mekayim tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. He did tefillah at the earliest time. Whereas according to the Gevurah Sri, that's not true. He wasn't mekayim tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah. And Echnami tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah was not mechayiv him to do hazayis on Shlishi u'Shvi'i. However, lemais in the end, he was not tevil b'zman. He wasn't tevil on the seventh day. He was tevil on the eighth day. He did not get the mitzvah of tefillah b'zmana. Now, as far as the din tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, how do we paskin lemaisa? So Tosfos in Afsika discusses this, and he brings a machlokes rishonim. Shita Rabbeinu Tam is that tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. And Tosfos says, even though our Gemara came out that the kuli alma tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, Tosfos says, yeah, because our Gemara didn't have an option of going the other way. There would not have been any way to explain the machlokes if both of them would have held tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. But the Gemara is not a right that that's the way we paskin that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Tam Taka paskins lemaisa tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah, and he brings a raya. He says shari meisim b'chol yoyim she'en lecha tevelus b'zmana tefillah shel nida. The din is that midaraisa a nida, a woman who sees dam, she's tamei for 7 days. The seventh day she goes to the mikvah, seventh night actually. That night she goes to the mikvah, regardless of whether there were 7 clean days. The din that we need 7 clean days is a din derabanan. It's a takana of Reb Zeira that isha yoshevas shivas shivas imenakiyim even on a tipas dam kechardol. That's a din derabanan. That from when the moment she finishes dam, she has to wait another 7 days, and then she could be tovel. So you missed out the tefillah b'zman of deraisa. The tefillah b'zman of deraisa is supposed to be on the 7th day from when she started seeing dam. And Tosfos says by Zove as well, and Abishamiras Yovam, we won't go into all these cases, but Tosfos says, Maisim b'chol yoyim, we're not makbid on tefillah b'zman of mitzvah. So you see that we hold tefillah b'zman of lav mitzvah. The Shach, in the Nekudas HaKesef, he explains that Tosfos means to ask like this, that even though there's a takana d'rabbanon to wait for Shivas Menachim, why don't we say that women are mechuyev to be tovel twice? They should be tovel one time at the end of the Shivas Yomim from the beginning of the dam, which is the din d'raisa of Nida, that she should be tovel the night after the seventh day from when she saw dam. And the Enech Nami d'rabbanon is another din that she should wait Shivas Menachim, so then she'll be tovel a second time. But how could we be mevatel the din d'raisa of Tefillah b'zmana? Elamai, we see that we pass in tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah. That's the Rai of Rabbeinu Tam. And Tosfos brings the Rabbeinu Chananel argues, Rabbeinu Chananel proves from other places that we hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Tosfos in Be'ah Daf Yudches Amud Beis says, L'chera, perhaps it's totally in this machlok is how we pass in if tefillah b'zman a mitzvah or lav mitzvah, whether a woman could be tovel if her leil tefillah comes out on leil Tisha B'Av or leil Yom Kippurim. So this is totally in the machlok is how we pass in if tefillah b'zman a mitzvah or lav mitzvah. And Tosfos over there in Beitza comes out like Rabbeinu Tam. He says, since we al korchach we hold tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, because you see that we're not tovel from the seventh day from the beginning of the dam. We wait like the din d'rabbanan to wait for shiva nekiyim. So you see, we're not makbid on tefillah b'zman mitzvah, and therefore, if it comes out little Tisha B'Av, little Yom Kippurim, she cannot be tovel. Now the tour in Yeridei Simin Kuf Tzadik Zayin, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel and he says like this: Rabbeinu Chananel posak the tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Hilkach mitzvah shetitbol miyad achar shiichlu yimei sfirasa. Rabbeinu Chananel holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, and therefore a woman must be tovel after she finishes her days of sfira. Now the Beis Yosef is medayik over there. What is this lashon hilkach? The Torah says Rabbeinu Chananel holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, so you have to be tovel b'zmana. What's this lashon hilkach mitzvah shetitbol miyad achar shiichlu yimei sfirasa? And the Beis Yosef explains that the Torah means like this. Rabbeinu Chananel holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. However, in our days, once the Rabbanon were misakin to wait 7 nekiyim, so therefore you're really not tovel during, you're not tovel by the zman of deraisa. So therefore there would be a havmina that right now there's no tefillah b'zman a mitzvah because the zman of deraisa passed. That's what the Torah stresses, hilkoch. Since Rabbeinu Chananel holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, so therefore a woman must be tovel after she finishes her days of sfira, after she counts her shiva nekiyim. In other words, even though the zman deraisa have passed, nevertheless, since the Rabbanon said to wait shiva nekiyim, she has to be tovel right away. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says that there's a din once the Rabbanon were misakin, and the reason why she's waiting to be tovel is because of the takanas chachamim. So therefore, as soon as the zman that the chachamim gave her for her to be tovel, she could be tovel right away. That's called a mitzvah. That's tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Now, I saw those that wanted to say that this Beis Yosef is a teretz to the kasha Tosfos asks. Tosfos asks, if we pass in that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, how can we make a woman wait to be tovel and miss out the zman tefillah deraisa? And now those who want to learn, know that the Beis Yosef says that once the Chachamim were misakin Shivan Yukim, now the Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah is moved to after the 7 days. That's the Kiyum of Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah. The Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah is no longer after the 7 days from the beginning of Riyas Adam, it's after the Shivan Yukim, and with that you're Mekayim the Din Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah. However, if we look carefully in the Beis Yosef, it seems that that's not what he's saying. He's not trying to answer Tosfos' Kasha. He's not answering how could we be mevatel the Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah of the Deraisa level. That Tosfos has a good Kasha, like the Nekudas HaKesef explained. Tosfos was bothered by, let it be Tevil twice. Let it be Tevil after the seventh day from when the beginning of the Riyas Adam was. And let it be Tevil again. And Enechami, at that, the first time, she won't be Mutter yet. And she'll be Tevil again, a second time, after the Shivan Akim. That the Beis Yosef never meant to answer. He never meant to say that once the Chacham were Misak and Shivan Akim, that moves the Tefillah Bizmana of the Deraisa. No, Avada the Tefillah Bizmana Deraisa remains, and now we'll have to know a different way how to answer, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, why the Rabbanan didn't want her to be Tevil after the 7 days of Deraisa. How were they able to be Mevatel, the Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah Deraisa? Rather, the Beis Yosef is pointing out something else. He says, even once the Rabbanan were Misak and the Din Shivan Akim, there's a Din Darabanan, the Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah of a Darabanan. And it's Mavur over there, he's coming to explain that the Nafkamina is Lagabi this. For example, a woman whose husband is Medina Sayyam, anyway, she's not going to be Zokok Labala, so does she have to be careful to be Tevil right away after the Shivan Akim? And that's the point that Beis Yosef is coming to say. He says, since Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, there's a mitzvah Darabonon, after the Shivan Yemein Akim, there's a Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah on a Darabonon level, she should be Tevil right away, even if she doesn't want to be Zokok Labala. Akapanim, those are the two shitas in the Rishonim, whether Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, Deraisa or not. And like we explained, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah, the Beis Yosef understands that even though already the Zman of Deraisa passed, there's also Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah after the Shivan Akim on a level of Darabonon. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Tefillah Bizman HaLav Mitzvah, and only if Baal Be'ir, she must be Tevil right away. If Baal is not Be'ir, she doesn't have to be Makbet to be Tevil right away. Because we hold Tefillah Bizman HaLav Mitzvah. Now the Gemara Behemshech on Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses Shitas Rameir. Rameir holds that we're mazan of Kol Shiva. And the Gemara wants to know, why do we have to be mazan all 7 days? The Gemara says, Bishlamo, the first day, and the second day, and the third day, we should be mazan on the Kohen Gadol. Perhaps it's the third day from when he became Tomei. Perhaps he became Tomei in the days prior to the Prisha. So we're mazan in him the first day, the second day, and the third day. However, when we come to the fourth day, the Gemara says, there's no tzad, why should we have to be mazah on him? The Gemara continues, the fifth day, the sixth day, and the seventh day, also we understand why you have to be mazah on him. Perhaps that's the seventh day from when he became Tomei. But on the fourth day of Prisha, there's no tzad, it's not Yom HaShlishi, it's not Yom HaShvi. Why should we have to be mazah on him? And the Gemara continues, well, the Taimeich, according to you that you hold, you have to be mazah on him every day. What about Shabbos? Hazah kol shiva miiko. What about Hazah on Shabbos? Hazah shvus ve'ine doicha es haShabbos. Elamai yisuchal meimar shvi lebar mi Shabbos. Hachanam yishvi lebar mi revi. Enichanam the Gemara comes out according to their mayor. You have to be mazah on him every day. However, not yom revi and not yom Shabbos. And therefore, Rava continues. He says there's a difference between Yom Kippurim and Sreifas Hapara. Sreifas Hapara, we're able to choose when to be Sayyid for the Parah, and therefore we could choose when to start the days of Prisha. And he says, therefore, we're going to always start in a way that the Yom Ravi should come out on Shabbos. This way, the only days that they won't be Hazayis will be on the fourth day, and that day is Shabbos, so anyways, they aren't supposed to be Hazayis on that day. However, Yom Kippurim, you can't choose when Yom Kippurim comes out, so it's totally in the Kfiyah Diyarcha, so we're Mafreshim on Shlishi Tishrei, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, and whenever Shabbos comes out, nothing to do about it. We're not mazan him on Shabbos. So it's possible we won't be mazan him 2 days in Yom Revi, the fourth day of Prisha, and on Shabbos. Now this figure is going according to Rameir. Rameir holds mazan alof kol shiva. The best thing we want to be mazan him all the days of Prisha. Now the Rambam, Perak Aleph, Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Halacha Daud, he says like this, B'shivas yomim elu, during these 7 days of Prisha, mazan alof me'efer ha'paro, b'shlishi laf v'shosay, u'b'shvi, shu erev Yom Kippurim. Shema nitma b'meis v'lo yoda. The Rambam paskins were only maza on him on shlishi u'shvi. And he continues, v'emchal yoyim Shabbos b'shlishi oy b'shvi shaloi. If Shabbos comes out on his third day or his seventh day of Prisha, doichin esa hazoyo, you're matcha da hazoyo, you don't do the hazoyis b'chlal. Now the Meiri points out over here that according to the man the Omer, there were only Mazah on Shlishi Ushvi, then Avada, once one of them comes out on Shabbos, and the din is that it's not Doicha Shabbos, then you're not going to be Mazah on him the other day either. The whole point, there's no point of Hazah if you only do one of the days. Hazah has to be Shlishi Ushvi. According to the Rambam, there were only Mazah on him, Shlishi Ushvi, the third day and the seventh day of Prisha. Once one of them is batal, the male, the other one of them is batal as well. You can't do, there's no such thing as one Hazah. That's the Mashmaya of the Rambam as well. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma, Perek Beis Halacha Daud, he paskins Mazah Nalov Kol Yoim, Chutz Miyoim Daud. The Rambam over there paskins that you do Hazah every day, except for the fourth day. And the Rambam continues over there in Halacha Hey, that you're Mafashim on Yoim Revi'i, Kedei Sheyochel Yoim, Yoim Revi'i Shulay Liyais B'Shabbos. You're Mafashim on a Wednesday, in order that the fourth day of Prisha comes in on Shabbos, Shazah ain't a Deicha Shabbos, Varvi ain't Tarach Hazoya. So therefore we make it come out that the fourth day should coincide with Shabbos, so we won't miss out an extra day of Hazoah. Now we see the Rambam Paskins, that Legabi Paro, the Rambam Paskins, that you need 7 days of Hazoah, or at least 6 days, not including the fourth day. Legabi Yom Kippurim, the Rambam says, you only Mazah on Shlishi Ushvi. Pashas the Rambam means to Paskin, like Rav Chanina Skana Kainim in the Sugya, who holds that by Paro or Mazel of Kol Yoim, Mashenkin Yom Kippurim only on Shlishi Ushvi. Now what the Rambam says in Hilchos Paro, that you're not Mazel on Yom Revi, and he also says that the Hazah is not Doicha Shabbos, and therefore we try to make that the fourth day should coincide with Shabbos. That's Mavur in our Sugya. However, that which the Rambam mentions, that the Hazah is before Yom Kippurim, where Shlishi Ushvi, and therefore, if one of them comes out on Shabbos, or Doicha Dehazois, that's not Mefurish in the Sugya. And on this, the Achronim ask a few kashas. The first kasha, the Cheshik Shleimo addresses, and he says, where did the Rambam know that according to the Man the Omer, that the Hazois are Shlishi Ushvi, that if it comes out on Shabbos, you're Madcha Dehazois totally? Maybe we should do the Hazois on the second day and the sixth day. You can't do it on Shlishi Ushvi, do it on the Sheni Vashishi. If you do the Hazois and Sheni Vashishi, that will take care of any possible tumah's mace that may have occurred to the Kohen Gadol all the way up to the day, the last day before Prisha. If it happened right the day of Prisha, then already it's too late, because then the Hazois and Yom Sheni, the second day and the sixth day of Prisha, will already be before, it will be too early. But it can take care of at least of kamat any tumah. How does the Rambam know that we're not chayshish for that? That we don't do those Hazois to take care of as much as we possibly can? The Merkavas and Mishnah ask a similar kasha. He says the shita of the Rambam is that when we say that the hazois for tumas meis have to be on Shlishi Ushvi, that means that there has to be a minimum of 4 days between the first hazah and the second hazah. You have to be mazah and then wait, and the fourth day be mazah again. The Rambam holds that's only a minimum, but you can wait an extra day. There's no problem to wait to do hazah on the third day of tumah and the eighth day of tumah. That's also kosher. We'll get back to this Rambam later. We'll discuss it. It's negated to the Sugya, and perhaps is a right to the Shita Rambam from the Sugya. But Al-Kapanim, for now, the Merkavas of Mishnah asks, if, let's say, the third day of Prisha came out to be on Shabbos, according to the Rambam, you could do Hazois on the second day and the seventh day. The second day of Prisha and the seventh day of Prisha. Even though there's an extra day in between, according to the Rambam, that's not a problem. So again, similar to the Cheshik Shleimer, the Cheshik Shleimer says you could do Hazois on the second and the sixth. The Merkavas of Mishnah says we could do it on the second and the seventh. But how did the Rambam know that you're mevatel hazois totally? And this is the Achronim say, that since the whole takana originally was dafka to do the hazois and the shlishi and the shvi, and if it will be done in that way, that will take care of all possible chashashas of tumah all the way up to the prisha, because if the kain gadol became tumah any time before the prisha, then the hazois on the third day and the seventh day will take care of that tumah. But once we're not doing like that takana, and we're doing the first hazah on the second day of prisha, then we're not going to eradicate totally any chashash tumah. If the Kohen Gadol became tumah the day of Prisha already, then it's already too late. The hazois are too early. The hazois won't accomplish Taira. Once we're not able to mekayim the Kanas Chazal the way they were misakin, which takes care of tumah totally, then already we don't find that the Chum were misakin at all. Then maybe there's no takana, and therefore the Rambam held that the hazois, your mevatel hazois totally. However, the Sfasem asks a different gasha on the Rambam. The Sfasema says, how did the Rambam know that according to the Man the Omer, that your Mazah b'Shlishi Ushvi, that if it comes in on Shabbos, it's not Doicha Shabbos? Maybe the whole sugya is going according to the other Man the Omer. According to the Man the Omer, that your Mazah in the love Kol Yoim. According to that Man the Omer, it's not Doicha Shabbos. But maybe if you hold that the Hazois are Shlishi Ushvi, maybe it is Doicha Shabbos. And what should be the difference? So the Sfasema says that really there's a kasha on the sugya. The Gemara Sevi as well asks this kasha. What is the problem with doing Azoyis on Shabbos? The Gemara says it's a problem with Shavuos. We know the rule, ain't Shavuos b'Migdash. There's no problem to be over Isser Darbonon in the base of Migdash. So why should we not be able to do these Azoyis even on Shabbos? Elamai, the Sfasema says, you have to say that since these Azoyis are only a Chumra ba'alma, Pashas with Kohen Gadol is not Tamei. We don't know of any Tumah that happened. It's only a Chumra ba'alma. So for such a Chumra, we don't go so far to be Matar Isser Darbonon. Here we won't say ain't Shavuos b'Migdash. But the Sfasemes continues, he says this is not true, this is a mistake. Why? He says, because what's the problem with being Mazdeh on Shabbos? Which Isser Darbonon is it? He says, it's a problem of Tikkun Mana. Tikkun Mana means changing the status of something. You're making the Kohen Gadol from a Tamei person into a Torah person. Zok the Sfasemes b'monav shach. If this Kohen Gadol really was not Tamei b'chlal, so then you didn't do anything. You were not over any Isser. There's no problem of Shavuos. There's no Tikkun Mana. Elamah, he really was Tamei? So if he was really Tamei, then it's definitely necessary to do these Azois. They're not only for a Chumar Ba'alma. The whole tzad that we're doing these Azois is on the tzad that he was really Tamei. If he was really Tamei, he really needed it. He needed it in order to enable him to do that Avodah on Yom Kippur. So why is the Gemara saying Shavuos b'Migdash? But Monashach, it's not a problem. Either it's not a Shavuos b'chlal on the tzad that he was really Tar, and if he was Tamei, it's a necessity. It's not only a Chumar Ba'alma. So which the rule ain't Shavuos b'Migdash should apply. We should be matter the Azois. So the Sfasema says that since the sugya is going according to the man, the Omer Mazin Lov Kol Shiva, therefore the Hazois on the first day and the second day of Prisha, as well as the Hazois on the fifth day and the sixth day of Prisha, the whole point was to do Hazoa Bizmana. Really, you could have only done the Hazois on the Shlishi and the Shvi. You would have accomplished Taira on any possible Tumah would have been taken care of through the Hazois on the third day and the seventh day of Prisha. The only reason we added extra Hazois is for Hazoa Bizmana Mitzvah. So the Sfasema says, maybe that's the only place the Gemara meant to say that it's not Deicha because it's the Shavuos. The Gemara means if one of these other days, the first day of Prisha, the second day, or the fifth day, the sixth day of Prisha comes in on Shabbos, so then we should say that it's the Shavuos, it should be Asr, because the only reason you're doing the Azois is for extra Chumra of Hazoah Bizman HaMitzvah. But in Echanami, the Azois of Shlishi Ushvi, those Azois are necessary for Tumah, then you have the Mamonashach. If he was really Tomei, then they're necessary, they should be Deicha, we should say in Shavuos HaMikdash. And if they're unnecessary because he was tar, so then they're not doing anything anyhow. They're not moving Misak and Mana. So how did the Rambam know, the Rambam who passed can take the Manda Omer, that the Azois are Shlishi Ushvi, those are the only Azois that we do, those Azois are necessary. So again, either they're necessary or they're not doing anything. How did the Rambam know that they're not Deicha Shabbos? Maybe the Sikh is only going according to the Manda Omer, Mazan Lov Kol Shiva. As well as Rava, when Rava comes to the end, the Maskana of the Gemara, the Gemara says that there's a difference between Yom Kippur and Seifas Aparo. Seifas Aparo, we could be mafreshim to make sure that the fourth day comes in on Shabbos, but Yom Kippur there's no Eitzah. Here also, Rav is going according to the man Omar Mazin Lov Kol Shiva, and he would have liked that the fourth day of Prisha should come in on Shabbos, that you shouldn't lose out any extra Hazois. That's according to that man Omar. But if you hold that the Hazois are only Shlishi Ushvi, those are the only Hazois that you do, and those are not for Hazob Bizman HaMitzvah, those are necessary Hazois. Maybe in Echanami, whenever the Yom Shlishi Ushvi come out, you do the Hazois, even if it's Shabbos. And the Sfasemes points out that Rashi also, when he explains the words of Rava, he's clearly going according to Man Omer Mazan Olav Kol Shiva. Rashi says, V'chol Eimas D'Misrami Mafreshin Alei. Rashi says, on Yom Kippurim, whenever it comes out, you have to be Mafreshim. Rashi says, V'af Gavd Loi Havi Yervi Shalei B'Shabbos. Even if the fourth day of Prisha does not come out on Shabbos. V'nimtza Hazah Sei Bat Lo Shnei Yomim. He doesn't have 2 days of Hazah. Rashi is clearly explaining Rava going in the Manda Omar, that we're Mazan Lov Kol Shiva. What we would have liked to done is to make sure that only one day that we miss out, only the fourth day, which anyways doesn't need Hazois, that's the only day you don't do Hazah, and all other days you have Hazah, and that would only work if Shabbos comes out to be on the fourth day of Prisha. But since we can't do that, so there's no way of taking care of being Mazan Lov all other days. But that's clearly, Rashi's clearly going, according to the Manda Omar, Mazan Lov Kol Shiva. According to the other man, Omar, if you hold or Mazin only Shlishi Ushvi, Rashi should have said the Nusach in Rava to explain Rava. Rashi should have said that we would have liked that the Shlishi Ushvi should not come out on Shabbos, because if the Shlishi Ushvi comes out on Shabbos, then we don't have any Hazois Bechlal, but there's nothing to do about it, because Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi explains in the man, Omar, of Mazin Lov Kol Shiva. So the Sfasema says, maybe Enechanami Rashi holds, Rava is only going in the Manda Omer Mazan Lov Kol Shiva, but Rava would be maskim, according to Manda Omer, that your Mazan Shlishi Ushvi, And Enichnami is Takadoich Shabbos. Whenever the Shlishi Shvi come out, even on Shabbos, you do the Azois nevertheless. But the Rambam Hakoparim, the Sasema says, the Rambam Hakoparim holds not like this. The Rambam clearly paskins the Yermazel of Shlishi Shvi, and still he says that if it comes out on Shabbos, you matcha the Azois, you don't do the Azois Bukhal. That, the Sasema says, is the Chiddush of the Rambam that we don't see before Shiner Sugya. Now, Toysis Ner Sugya, the end of the Ramaschal Makshinon, Taisis says that the din hazois of Shlishi Ushvi is loy pochois v'lo yoyser. The din that you have to have 4 days from when the day you mazah the first hazah, you wait, and 4 days later you mazah the next hazah, is loy pochois v'lo yoyser. There can't be less than 4 days between the hazois, and there can't be more than 4 days between the hazois. This is Shitas Taisvis. Rashi in Kedushin Tzavach Beis says that as well. The Rambam, Perek Gidal, Filchus Paraduma Halacha Beis, the Rambam holds not like this. The Rambam says that if you're mazah on him on Yom HaShlishi, even if the 7th day passes and you didn't do Hazah, you can always do Hazah, it's not too late. Even if there are more than 4 days between the Hazois, it's not a problem. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Tosfos Yerushalmi in Asuga also brings like this B'Shem Deriva. Now the Netziv, in the Sefer Merei Meisodeh, he wants to bring a Raya from Asuga to the Shita of the Rambam. The Gemara says, if you hold mazah olav kol shiva, it means l'bar mi Shabbos. Shabbos you don't do Hazah. The mashmois of the Gemara, the Netziv says, is that you're going to lose 1 day of Hazah if it comes out on Shabbos. In fact, the Netziv, if you don't lose 1 day, you lose 2 days. If, for example, let's say the first day of Prisha comes out to be on a Tuesday, so if you'll do Hazah on that day, so then the parallel Hazah will be 4 days later, that will come out to be on Shabbos. So if you can't do the second Hazah, you don't do the first one either. There's no point of doing the first one. So l'char, you miss out 2 Hazahs. Bishma, if you hold, like the Shita of the Rambam, so he says it's not sure, it's very good. The Rambam holds you could do Hazah on the first day of Prisha. And it can be 4 days later, you won't be able to do another Hazah because it came in on Shabbos. But it's okay, you could do the Hazah of 5 days later, works together with the Hazah of the first day of Prisha. Those can be a pair of Hazahs, even though they're more than 4 days apart. However, if you hold like the other Shitas, if you hold the Hazahs, like the Shitas Taisis in Asiga, then the Hazois have to be dafka 4 days apart. So if the first day of Prisha comes out on Tuesday, then you're going to skip two Hazois. You'll skip the Hazah of Tuesday, the first day of Prisha, and you'll skip the Hazah of Shabbos, which is the 5th day of Prisha. So you missed out two Hazois besides the fourth day of Prisha. Anyways, you always don't do, but you miss out another two. The Gemara's mashma the bar mi Shabbos. That if one of the days come out to be on Shabbos, you miss out that day. What do you mean? You always miss 2 days. You always miss that day and the parallel day. According to Rashi and Tosfos, that the 2 days of Hazah have to be 4 days apart exactly. So when you miss one, then you skip the other one as well. Now, even though the truth is, there are certain cases that even according to the Rambam, one of the days falling out on Shabbos will cause you to miss 2 days. For example, if the first day of Prisha comes out on Shabbos, you won't do Hazah on that day, and you won't do Hazah on the fourth day of Prisha either. Al-Koponim, but according to Rashi and Tosfos, then any time one of them comes out on Shabbos, you're going to miss out too. According to the Rambam, it's not always like that. So why does the Gemara say L'bar mi Shabbos? According to Rashi and Tosfos, L'bar mi Shabbos, it's not only Shabbos, you're always going to miss the 2nd day if one of them come out on Shabbos. That's the Raya that the Netziv brings from Rasigo to the Shitas of Rambam. Just to finish off, this point that he makes, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, if one of the days comes out on Shabbos, then you'll miss a 2nd day, the parallel, it could be that Rashi himself really points this out. Rashi di Ramascha v'chol emas de misrami mafeshin alei. Rashi says, even though the 4th day might not come out on Shabbos, because there's no way you could plan such a thing before Yom Kippur, v'nimtas hazah say b'teila shnei yomim. And it could come out that the hazah is bottled for 2 days. Now what does Rashi mean that the hazahs are going to become bottled for 2 days? Rashi says that if Shabbos comes out on any other day than the 4th day, then you're going to lose out 2 days of hazah. Which 2 does he mean? Does he mean you're going to miss out the 4th day, and additionally the day of that Shabbos comes out on? The chayr that's shver, because the 4th day we're not concerned about. Even the chatchila you don't do hazah on the 4th day. So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover in his Agois, he says that Rashi means differently. He says nimtas hazah say b'teila shnayamim milvad yom ravi. We're not counting the yom ravi. The 4th day, anyways, you don't do a hazah that we're not concerned about. You're going to miss out another 2 days. Which 2 days? The day that comes out on Shabbos, and the parallel day. Like Rashi holds, Shitas Rashi is, the 3rd day and the 7th day is Medafka, the 2 Hazahs have to be Medafka 4 days apart. So anytime you miss out 1 Hazah because it's Shabbos, then the parallel Hazah, you're not going to do as well. That's the Shnayim that Rashi is referring to. So according to this, Rashi himself makes this point of the Nativ.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.